Only two non-commercial showings over the next few days, one at the Orpheum and a special one at the Murdoch. The Orpheum Third Thursday movie tonight at 7 is a traditional Miracle on 34th Street, with Edmund Gwenn earning his Academy Award as the man who thought he was Santa Claus and Natalie Wood as a child. And Sunday the 19th, the Murdoch Theater at 536 North Broadway in the 20th Century Club building will show the delayed satellite broadcast of the London National Theater's Hamlet at 6, because Hamlet is not a short play. And tonight may be your last chance to catch a likable little English independent called Tamara Drew. Tamara Drew starts out, promisingly enough, looking like one of those ensemble cast character movies the British do so well, with Cold Comfort Farm, the masterpiece of the genre, which Tamara Drew resembles in its country setting and intrusive but eventually problem-solving heroine from the city. The writer's colony at the old country house introduces the theme of literature, especially British classic novelist Thomas Hardy, whose life, as the dialogue points out, somewhat parallels some of the action of the movie. The characters, while a little too realistically restrained to make much satirical point, suggest the expected stereotypes. The academic type who can never finish his novel but takes himself very seriously. The womanizer who writes series potboiler crime novels and thinks he's Raymond Chandler. The unattractive female who writes romance novels. Even the readers of romances and thrillers in the form of a couple of adolescent brat girls who spy on everything they can and comment like some kind of wisdom-lacking Greek chorus. But nothing much comes of this semi-satiric theme. Tamara Drew meanders about between the serious and the comic without following any particular genre or theme or even plot, generally too realistic for satire or comedy and too superficial for drama. The barmaid is too sensible to be anything but a chorus, which she isn't, and she puts the fusses other people make a little to shame. Not that they make much of a fuss. Our heroine doesn't seem to have much in mind except maybe to settle a few scores with people who treated her poorly before she got her nose job and turned into a beauty. The betrayed wife seems to have pretty much settled with her fate, and people generally seem to have done the same, accepting the warts of their existence with few tears and no tantrums. Certainly our heroine seems satisfied as she knocks the men over one after the other and even finds a new boyfriend she may regard as Prince Charming, whether I can or not. But then toward the end, Tamara Drew seems to want to be taken seriously, even suggesting potential tragedy in a treacherous world that can impose such out of the blue. What appeared to be mere speed bumps on the road of life suddenly become dangerous. The tone changes without the actual events changing much at all. This could be a valuable theme if handled right, and the very ending suggests the movie makers wanted a mix of comedy, realism, satire, and serious emotional drama. But they waited too long. I almost wonder whether something has been edited out earlier. But Tamara Drew doesn't pull you in emotionally enough for you to care. It's a satisfactory evening distraction from the burdens of the day, but it belongs on television. Jim Erickson, over and out.